Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 25th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 23 in the house, and when I say yesterday, I also mean now, because what happened yesterday is they started the pressure cooker. And what's happening now is they're still doing the pressure cooker. So that's the main update. And here's the plan. Here's what we're doing here today. It's a little bit of a special edition of the update. I'm going to run you through some of the important events of yesterday because there were some important events. I'm going to tell you the current state of the pressure cooker. If anything happens during in the pressure cooker during this update, then of course I'll update you on it as it happens. It's going to be a quick one though, because there's not a lot to get through here. I have been streaming on Twitch since last night after the podcast. The stream is now nearly 11 hours. The competition has been running for just over 13 hours. So right after this update, you can come back over on Twitch and we'll continue to hang out and watch the rest of this competition. There are three players left. So this is the interesting stuff. After the competition ends, we're going to be back here on Rob as a podcast. Rob's going to join me in place of the Q&A. We are going to be doing like a post pressure cooker breakdown. So stay tuned for that as well. But in the meantime, this is what we've got from yesterday. We got to talk a little bit about yesterday. Quick update, and then we'll make it through. You can come back and join me over on Twitch. So yesterday, Heisman's on the block, all of that good stuff, right? Izzy and Suri had a funny conversation. Quick. Also, by the way, for those wondering where Puya is, I believe he is still asleep. Puya was a trooper. He stayed up for a while last night, but currently still out. So we're doing the solo today. So yesterday morning, Heisem still in the house. Cameron's around. But Cameron's being annoying. Red's being annoying. Red has a moment. This is a season with a lot of farting. It's a thing. Remember when I said that Suri was farting a lot in a strategy conversation? Izzy's going to talk to Suri because Red is in the bathroom and he farted. And he was like, oh no, I hope Izzy doesn't come in here because she'll be mad at me. And then lo and behold, Izzy walks in. He's like, oh, Red, why doesn't he just go to the bathroom and do that? It's like a respect thing. I can't believe he would do that in the bedroom like that. And Izzy's like, I fart in the bedroom all the time. What are you like? You mad at me? And Izzy, I kid you not, says, no, but I like what your shit smells like. Yours is more like mild. Like yours does not smell bad like that. If you're wondering about Izzy's, the state of Izzy in the game, it's literally smelling Cerise farts and telling her their shit doesn't stink. Literally. With that in mind, we approach the rest of this day. Suri and Felicia are talking. Felicia is upset. She's mad. And that's because Cam hasn't even bothered to pack. The fact that Cam is so comfortable, he hasn't even started packing yet, and it's eviction day. The arrogance. It almost makes her want to blindside him right now. Wait, can they blindside him right now? Could we do that? We could do that. Izzy comes in. They talk to Izzy. They flip Izzy. Izzy goes to Corey. He flips her back with the same arguments as always. Felicia reluctantly backs down after Corey and Izzy push back. But now she's annoyed with Corey. She feels like Corey's being self-interested. No matter what his arguments are, he's only saying he wants Heisem to leave because Heisem said his name. And she's very anti-Corey right now. That's important. Felicia talks to Heisem again and says, listen, they're scared. I want to keep you, but they're scared. I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to make this happen. But when she goes back into the bedroom, Bowie interrupts. And they don't have a chance to talk. The feeds go down. Obviously, what we saw was a unanimous vote. Heisem was evicted. But there was one more conversation that happened after Corey and Izzy decided that Heisem did need to go. Corey has a conversation with Izzy. Corey, feeling very like there's some camaraderie between them, having just shut down this flip. I think Corey got a little too comfortable with Izzy. Maybe he needed to be in that fart conversation earlier and then he would have known. He goes, is this Suri again? He's like, yeah, you know, Suri and Felicia, they just wanted to do this. And Corey's like, man, I love Suri. I didn't expect her to be so like, you know, back and forth. See, stuff is happening right now, and I'm like, okay, I need to know what this Jared Corey conversation is. Corey tries to get America to feel more comfortable. He tries to get Izzy to make America feel more comfortable because he lets Izzy know that America was feeling a little uncomfortable about how she was brought in. She feels like she's at the bottom of the alliance. He's doing all of this to try to lead up to asking permission to tell America about JAG's Seven Deadly Sins alliance. He feels like if he's able to tell her, then she will no longer trust JAG and they'll lock America in, and that would be great. He's trying to get permission to tell her about it. Izzy at first is like, well, I could tell her. And he's like, I don't know if that makes sense. And he doesn't really fully get the permission here that he's trying to gain, try to get. He also is going to ask, like, between Red and Cam, who do we think should go? He's trying to make the argument that that Red should go first, because Red is going to slide by a little easier. This is a little transparent by Corey here. Izzy asks him how he feels about the end game, and he says, it's tough because we both know that we can't beat Ceree and Jared in the final two. And so ideally we get to like five with one other person that is willing to take shots that we maybe can beat in the final two. Somebody like America per se, or, you know, who knows? Felicia's tough, he says. And she says, yeah, I know, because Felicia could beat us all. He's like, no, I just meant that, like, because Felicia can't beat us, who would vote us out over Felicia? And she's like, oh, you don't think Felicia could win? He's like, I mean, I'm just saying. Izzy says she feels the same way, that she's surrounded herself with people she can't beat. And it's a conversation. It's like, okay, Izzy is feeling out like what it would mean to not be loyal to Ceree and Jared, right? But it's very dangerous. And I tweeted this out. I said, this is a very dangerous conversation. He also tells Izzy about his conversation with Matt, where Matt said he felt comfortable with everyone and that he was willing to throw the competition. All of this is very relevant, and you'll soon find out why. The eviction happens. The pressure cooker starts. Immediately, we saw this on the podcast, Jared was out first, then Ceree. Pretty quickly. Ceree got some beers. That was her prize, and she gave most of them to Jared, who got a little tipsy. Izzy then went out 4 hours in. She was dancing and slipped. Her hand went off. She's super upset about it. She cries. She feels like she could have gone much longer. So then those three head into the house, and now it's Jared, Izzy, Ceree, and Felicia in the house together watching the feed, and it was everything we knew it would be, because the paranoia went wild. Jared is talking about how he doesn't trust America. He thinks America is not on board anymore. He's saying the same things he's always been saying about America. He just doesn't think that she's, on the level. He also talks about how he had a conversation with Hysam a couple days ago or earlier, where like Hysam was saying that he should never trust Ceree and Felicia. And they're like, why didn't you tell us that? Why didn't you tell us that before? We were going back and forth. If we knew that, we wouldn't have even considered keeping Hysam. And he's like I didn't feel like I needed to tell you that. I was already telling you I didn't trust Hysam. And Ceree gives him the scolding of the year, the mom scolding of the year about how he needs to tell her things. Just wait until she finds out about Blue. But through all of this, if we don't trust America, Felicia's like, I don't trust Corey. If we don't trust America, does that mean Izzy goes, uh-oh, is Corey playing us? And finally, the one person that's been immune from the paranoia all this time has always been Corey, but it's finally landed on him, and it is unraveling his game in their eyes. Izzy spills everything about the endgame conversation to Ceree. Not only does she spill everything about the endgame conversation to Ceree, she actually misrepresents it in a negative way to Ceree. Not, I think, intentionally. But to Ceree, she says, Corey wants to get to seven with us, then start taking shots, which is actually not even what he said. He said five. But in her mind, she was thinking about the seven, and I think she just accidentally misrepresents it. Ceree says that's fine for now, but obviously that's dangerous later. And Felicia, she also tells Felicia about this, and Felicia's like, Corey's got to go soon. Corey has got to go soon. So Corey's game is rapidly deteriorating while he is stuck in the pressure cooker. Izzy's going to talk to Serena later, even more later about Corey. They're starting to catch on. Wait a minute. Hold on. He keeps trying to defend Cam. Him and America both. They probably are secretly working with Cam. That whole thing about Red's got to go before Cam. He's always downplaying Cam. He's trying to keep Cam around. And that one is actually true. And so, bad news for Corey. You can't leave these people alone. Meanwhile, in the pressure cooker, Bowie slips off. Matt laps. Hand comes off. And then Red, who is squatting, has a bit of a slip, and his hand comes off. And just like that, three more are out of the competition. We're now down to the final six. And that's when Corey takes his hand off the button. Don't know why. Could have been a slip. Could have been a throw. Corey comes off. Blue also slips from a squatting position. And while the feeds are down for Blue going out, Jag also goes out, which means we are now down to the final three in the competition. It is Mimi, who has been very solid, all competition, very steady, not moving a lot. America, who has the experience of the Mr. Beast competition. She has a very interesting technique where she is holding the button with her thumb and then holding her hand on top of her thumb, which is making the thumb quite numb. Don't know how long that will last, but she has been very solid. And then there's Cam, the person nobody wants to win, except for Red, and maybe Corey. But he'd prefer America, I'm sure. And Cam has been moving around a lot, but he has looked very steady overall. You know, I would say like Mimi is the strategy of like, don't move at all. America is kind of like in the middle. And then Cam is more of a mover. They've started talking, but the result of the talking so far has been, we're going to play this out. The competition has, as of right now, been running for 13 hours and 21 minutes, which is rapidly approaching the record time. It is currently the second longest competition in the history of the show. In roughly 33 minutes, it will break the record from Big Brother 6. There are still three people in the competition to make that happen. At this point in Big Brother 6, there were two people left, and there had only been two people left for hours. 2 hours-ish. So, that is where things currently stand in the pressure cooker. That is where things currently stand in the house. Things are all over the place. Jared is currently talking to Corey. I don't know what he's telling him. I think he's just concerned about Cam winning. I don't know if Jared is going to give Corey a heads up that the others weren't trusting him. He was kind of tipsy and he slept for a lot of it. But things are reshifting. And so we will have to wait and see what happens with all of it. That's where we are right now. So here's what you should do. Come back, find me over on Twitch again. We're going to finish the competition. We're going to play it out. After the competition ends, we'll be back again here to give the final update. Rob will be there. We'll answer questions. We'll break down the comp. We'll have a good time. That's the plan for the day. Maybe then at that point, I'll actually sleep or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's what we have. Again, you know, come hang out with me over on Twitch. It's a fun time. We've been streaming all night. We've been doing predictions. We had a bingo game. Finish it out with me over there. It'll be fun. I appreciate all of you that have stuck it out. A bunch of people in the chat were there the whole time. But it's quite the marathon. We are endurance competitioning ourselves at this point. So thank you all for joining for this quick and weird update. One of a kind. Come find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Darren Armstrong. We'll be back here after the competition ends. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you tomorrow morning after all of the other stuff we're doing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.